Did persistent questions about President Biden's health while in office.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is calling for transcribed interviews with several senior staffers from former President Joe Biden's White House, alleging they played a role in secretly working to conceal Biden's cognitive decline during his presidency. Comer suggested this week that he may also issue subpoenas to former White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, as well as Hunter Biden and Jill Biden. Comer said Wednesday night that he's even open to bringing former President Biden before the House Oversight Committee as part of his investigation into the 82-year-old's cognitive condition and alleged use of an auto pen to authorize documents. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel insisting it has no intention of easing up on West Bank settlement activity. Quite the contrary.
Israel says it will build 22 new settlements in the occupied West Bank. The international community opposes these settlements. They are aimed at preventing the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. However, President Trump historically has been sympathetic to the settlers. That is allowing Israel to press forward with this initiative.
And that's correspondent Joseph Fetterman reporting. Watching Wall Street ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 103 points. NASDAQ futures are off 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Maryland Department of Health has received approval to expand access to behavioral health and community-based services for children and youth. The federal approval from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is an amendment to Maryland's 1915 plan, and officials say it will strengthen the state's behavioral health system by broadening eligibility and streamlining services for families. The department will work with stakeholders to implement the changes over the next year. Maryland Transportation Authority police have released photos of the tractor trailer that fled the scene of a crash on westbound Route 50 in Queen Anne's County. The four-vehicle accident happened shortly after 6:30 Monday evening, with one victim flown to a hospital with serious injuries. According to investigators, the tractor trailer seen in the photos struck one of the vehicles involved in the crash, but failed to stop and continued over the bridge. The MDTA is asking anyone with information on the tractor trailer or the driver to call police. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Weather permitting, it'll be the Birds and White Sox at 7:05 tonight at Camden Yards. Both teams are cellar dwellers. Zach Eflin to the hill for Baltimore. Going to try to figure out why he's been pitching batting practice of late.
At the end of the day, like, I'm paid to stay in the game as long as I can. I'm paid to be competitive every single pitch until the ball's taken away from me. So it's just got to flush and move on.
7 home runs allowed by Eflin in his last 2 starts, 10 and a third innings pitched. Ravens concluded their OTAs for the week yesterday. They'll pick back up on Tuesday. Tight end Mark Andrews at the mic on his assessment of the 25 Baltimore Ravens.
This team is incredibly stacked with incredible players. We have a lot of healthy competition going all around, which makes us better.
Our Ravens-Eagles matchup is the number one Super Bowl matchup prediction on FanDuel right now. And finally, in the aftermath of the WNBA's first foray into Baltimore, the Banner reporting this morning, Caitlin Clark's on-court absence caused prices on the secondary ticket market to plummet. Last week, a spokesperson for StubHub said the average ticket to Wednesday's game was selling for $350. By early Wednesday afternoon, after the announcement of Clark's injury, tickets were available for $8. Coming up in 30 minutes, handing the keys to Tyler Loop. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, John Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
At 9:06, here's the local forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's 68 degrees in Westminster, 69 in Easton, and 68 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, you made it to the weekend. You know, relatively speaking, it's a beautiful day out there, considering that we've had rain all week long. And I guess it's going to rain a little bit later today, and then it's going to rain again tomorrow. The rain is killing me. It's killing me. But if you're outside now, go ahead and enjoy it. Check on your garden. It's probably drowning at this point. But go out there and check on it now. It's nice right now if you're in the Maryland region. Oh, man, so much to talk about today. Of course, we're going to get into the Sanctuary Cities list, right? President Trump, he's making a list and checking it twice. We're going to get into that. Also, I do want you guys to be able to react to the interview that we had very last minute yesterday when the gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale Sr. called in after he was told by some of his friends, apparently, that we were running a poll trying to find out whether or not people were interested in switching parties for the primary, for the races up here in 2026. And I will say this. When you put in, I think it came to what, 64% of you said yes, and then 10% were unsure. I just went ahead and added those numbers together just because that's what I do. But that's probably what pollsters do and why they're never accurate. Well, anyways, when I look at that number, it tells me that there's a chance. There is a chance to take Wes Moore out in the primary. Now, of course, I still like our GOP candidate, John Myrick. I just want to be very clear on that. Still like him a lot. I know that it is going to be very difficult, however, in a general, to beat Wes Moore. It's going to be difficult. You know, he's got the charisma. He's very good at lying on the spot. I mean, we know all of these things about him now. And I will say, I was on his Instagram page yesterday, and there's a difference in the social media platforms, by the way. On his X feed, when Governor Wes Moore posts a video, I guess because, you know, those that are on X, they're getting the news, like they're consuming it like, you know, like no other, right? So they know for a fact that when Governor Moore posts these videos saying that, oh, I'm saving Marylanders all this money and all these tax cuts, on X, those people know that he's lying. Because they see the news in real time, all right? That's why they're on X. They like to get the news. On Instagram, it's a totally different situation. Now, are there people saying, hey, guy, I know this isn't true? Sure. But not as much as you would see on Facebook or X. And I, like I say, I would say especially X. And so on Instagram, I was on there yesterday, and I looked at that video that we played here on the show, where it's Governor Wes Moore. At first, he's listening to President Trump. Trump, you know, remember he was talking about the Baltimore City schools and how bad they are. And again, no one called Trump a liar, okay? No one said that Trump was lying. No, the schools are terrible. That's a fact, all right? They just don't like the fact that he said it. So anyways, I watched the video. It was the same exact video that he posted on X. Just wanted to make sure there wasn't any edits, you know. And there were people in the comment section saying, I can't believe that orange man is talking about us. Our schools are just fine. And yeah, you tell him, Governor Wes Moore. And I just like, oh my gosh. So I guess it depends on which platform some of these people are on as to whether or not they actually get the real deal, the real news. And I would say on Instagram, and this is a platform mostly about pictures and videos anyways, right? On Instagram, they're not getting the full story. And of course, there are a lot of voters still on Instagram. So I just want to keep that to the top of your mind, because there are still going to be people that support Governor Wes Moore, and they're going to believe that he's doing an awesome job. And I'm sure it's depending on where they get their news. Now, when it comes to Governor Moore and the fact that he kind of blames a lot of our troubles here in the state on the federal level and on President Trump, I just want to let you know, on X, of course, people know the truth. On Instagram, where I looked at some of these posts, again, people were saying, yeah, this Trump, he's bad for the country and his tariffs and this and that. And look, let's be honest, the tariffs aren't, they're not perfect. We knew that there was going to be some pain here, right? But are the tariffs the reason for the energy bills, the energy crisis in Maryland? Absolutely not, right? So, but again, on Instagram, they believe Governor Moore. So just wanted to point that out. I think he's most likely still going to do very well in his primary. But if there's a chance to take him out in the primary, let's make sure we do that. Let's make sure we do that. All right. I do want to get into the jurisdictions. Oh, real quick, personal story. My daughter, oh my gosh. If I tell you she dragged me this morning and she didn't do it on purpose. Oh man. If you guys have kids, first of all, she's 8 years old. If you didn't know, she's 8 years old. She's in third grade and she's dreading going to fourth grade. So apparently at her school, the fourth grade teacher really doesn't let anything slide. You can't talk. You can't get out of your seat. You must raise your hand. Like, you know, there's this whole big list. Well, anyways, Olivia's going over the list. And I'm like, Olivia, you can do all of these things. Are you telling me you can't stop talking? Right? Like, is that what you're saying? Well, anyways, you know, she's going through all this stuff. And she really is. She's getting anxiety over this. I feel bad. You know, as her mom, I feel bad about this. And her dad is the one that makes the decisions on education. And, you know, that's that. I said, look, you can have a conversation with your dad. But if you think that he's moving you for, you know, the fourth grade to a different school and then moving you back in the fifth grade, you are out of your mind, right? I said, look, we'll continue going to tutoring. We'll continue to work hard. Because this teacher, she is. She's pretty tough. And I actually like it. I like it. I think, you know, after a year with this teacher, I think Olivia will be in a better position. So, of course, I am against changing, you know, schools. Well, anyways, she's going on and on. She says, Mommy, I think I'm not that smart. And I said, Olivia. Now, she has other siblings, right? Olivia's my only child, but she has other siblings. And out of those five siblings, three of them got nothing but straight A's their entire school career. Like, their dad does not play in school, okay? Does not play. And I said, Olivia, you come from a family where you've got people that graduated cum laude. Everybody's very smart. I don't think you're going to have any problems. You're still going to go to tutoring. Your dad's going to make sure that you got what you need, right? She looks me dead in the eye. She looks me dead in the eye. And she said, but what if I got your brain? And she was serious. She was serious. She wasn't joking. She wasn't smiling. She was not trying to be mean. Because I'm telling her, I'm like, look, everybody in your family, like, everybody's smart. Everybody did great. She goes, but not you. I was floored. When I tell you I was floored, now it's very accurate. I mean, there was nothing I could say. I couldn't call her a liar. But I was like, oh, that's interesting. I said, well, yeah, Mommy never got straight A's. And yes, I I did drop out of college. That is true. But I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. This is America. This is the land of opportunity. All you have to do is work hard, stay out of trouble, do the right thing, at least apply yourself, right? I'm going through the list. And she's like, yeah, I'm just scared. And she was so upset this morning. So upset I had to take her to Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, man, this kid is depressed over this. I mean, we're not even done with third grade yet. And here you are crying about fourth grade. Well, anyways, I had to tell you that story because I was hurt. Like I was like, wait a minute. She thinks I'm dumb. Or maybe she just thinks I'm dumber than the others. You know what? That's what it is. I just wanted to tell you that story because kids, man, they will humble you in a minute. And they don't even mean to do it. But I'll keep you posted. I'm pretty sure she'll still be at the same school in the fourth grade. We'll continue to work with the tutor. Oh, man, but I thought that was crazy. I say, wow. You know, sometimes it'll be your own, won't it? Sometimes. All right, let's get into the sanctuary jurisdiction list. I would say sanctuary cities, but not all sanctuary cities. We've got some counties on this list. Before we really dive into it, I do want to direct you to WCBM.com, where we have the poll question of the day already up and going. And it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question. Do you support President Trump's decision to classify 8 Maryland counties as sanctuary jurisdictions? Yes, no, or unsure? Do you support President Trump's decision to classify 8 Maryland counties as sanctuary jurisdictions? Now, remember, we have 23 altogether. So 8, not that large of a number, but some people are questioning the list. And I understand that. Okay, I'm going to read from this article here on Fox 45, the title of it, Maryland added in sanctuary jurisdictions. This list is by the Department of Homeland Security. If you want to follow along, you can do so. I went through this and I looked at it and I was like, okay, first and foremost, the Department of Homeland Security, they say they determine a list based on factors such as compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal aliens. Okay, so as soon as I saw that, I knew for a fact that Baltimore County was going to be on the list. How did I know this? Because I ran for Congress against Johnny O, and Johnny O was clearly not cooperating with ICE. So much so, we had a campaign ad where we could put in the clip there of the former ICE director, Ellison. He was saying, look, whenever we even try to get a hold of Baltimore County, they've already released who we're looking for, they have a detainer request, and then they'll tell us in an email that they released that person. So then Johnny Olszewski started getting a lot of flack for it. So what did he do? He then went and did some interviews and said, oh, wait, well, you know, this is what Anthony Brown said that we can do. Well, if you're going off of what Anthony Brown told you what to do, then you're not a leader, are you, buddy? No, you're not. So then I don't know why you're running. But you know what? We won't go down that road. Well, anyways, he then had to pull it back and say, okay, you know what? We will work and we will cooperate with ICE. Now, whether or not that actually happened, we don't know, right? This could have been lip service. We don't know. There is a new, I guess you could say an interim ICE director. Ellis is no longer there. Her name is Baker. And Baker has been doing interviews. And she has been relaying the message that she has been working with ICE. What I believe, and you guys might not agree with me, but what I believe is the fact that you've got 8 jurisdictions, some of them could possibly be working with ICE now. But I believe this list was most likely compiled with data that was put together by the previous director, Ellison. I could be wrong on that, but let's just think about how quickly government moves. Very slowly, right? Very slowly. So Mayor Brandon Scott and a couple others are not so happy about this list. And so when we get back, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to definitely fill you in on which 8 jurisdictions fall under this category. And then we'll talk about possibly what could be going on and what could be wrong here. Because I'm one to believe, even though I know Mayor Scott is saying that he does cooperate with ICE, I am one to believe that there are still a few roadblocks and obstacles. And I'm going to share those with you. So if you want to weigh in on this, we get back 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Right now, it is Friday morning. And we're going to go to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management because he has today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. I'm doing well.
I don't know if you realize this or not, it's a record streak for you and I this week. We had a shortened week because of the holiday on Monday with Memorial Day, but then you and I happened to connect four times this week, which is amazing. Three of those four times we talked were for the morning market flash. So,
well, hopefully you'll bring us some more good news. Or
so far so good as far as the week. S&P prior to today's activity, we don't know what's going to how things are going to play out today on Friday, Kim, to wrap up this month of May. But the S&P 500 has increased about 2% for the week. The 30 stocks that make up the Dow Jones is up 1.4%. And then again, the tech-heavy NASDAQ has advanced about 2.3% here for the week so far. And, you know, the good news, I will say, is that for the month, again, this is all data prior to today's activity, Kim. The S&P 500 has added more than 6%, so a 6% increase for the month of May. Again, the NASDAQ composite, which is very heavily technology-based with companies and stocks, has surged 10% this month so far. And those 30 stocks, again, that make up the Dow Jones Industrial Average, has gained about 4% on the month. And that's all, again, up until here today, May 30th, the final trading day of the month of May, Kim. But this morning, again, it seems to be the narrative is, you know, surrounding tariffs. And this morning we're getting markets are down a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, you know, looking to hopefully still close out a winning month. And I think we will do that. But President Donald Trump said that China essentially violated its preliminary trade agreement. And this, of course, is reigniting fears about tariffs and all the trade wars and so forth. So as of right now here this morning, Kim, Dow futures are down 137 points. S&P 500 futures are off about 25 points. And the NASDAQ is off about 79 points here this morning. But that shouldn't hopefully ruin things for a good positive month. Again, this tariff talk back and forth between the U.S. and China, you know, the administration has found that, you know, I think really there's been some contention in the plans between tariffs between the U.S. and China. We have to kind of see where we are, how things play out. The Trump administration considered using a provision of the Trade Act of 1974 to implement tariffs of up to 15%. Possibly for the next 150 days. So this is just, again, some back and forth legal battleground where we're going back and forth between with China. So it seems to be, again, the narrative is dominated, by the tariffs and talk. Elsewhere in the economy, we've got some data here coming out today overall, which should be interesting to see. Personal income and the spending report for April. Also the core PCE inflation data here this morning. We've got next week some discussion by Fed Chair Jerome Powell at the Federal International Finance Division's 75th Anniversary Conference. That's on Monday. There's no notable earnings releases scheduled for today, although Google and the United States antitrust enforcers are going to make their final arguments on whether the tech giant, and that's Google, should be forced to sell their Chrome browser or adopt other measures to restore competition in the online space. So there we've got it for today. Hopefully we'll have a great weekend. Wrap up this month of May on a positive note, Kim. You have a great weekend. I'll rejoin you all Monday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tip.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
John Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about sanctuary counties, sanctuary cities. According to President Trump, we've got many here in the state of Maryland. And this list, I don't know, we're going to get into it. I don't know how accurate it is. Obviously, I don't know exactly what's going on in some of these other counties and cities, but there are a couple on this list that I would consider red counties and cities, but not always. You know, look at what we talked about, what was that, 3 weeks ago with Westminster in Carroll County. I would have considered Westminster red, completely red. And here you have a Democrat mayor that was reelected. With only, and I can't get rid of this number in my head, with only 678 votes. 678 votes. All you had to have is 1,000 Republicans show up. That's it. 21,000 people living in Westminster. Whew. The mayor won with 678 votes. That should be studied right there. That should be studied. Now, I know a lot of people texted in and said, Kim, it's a college town. I get that. I get it. But you've got more than enough Republicans to ensure that that seat is not held by a Democrat. That's ridiculous. That really is. All right, let's get into this list as far as sanctuary counties and sanctuary cities. I got your text here, Marty. I appreciate that. In case you missed it, we were talking about how my daughter doesn't think I'm so bright this morning. And she thinks that she might have mommy's brain and she might... instead of daddy's brain. And so she might be in a, you know, in a pickle. And so Marty texted in, he goes, with a voice like Olivia, she'll be a star. Thank you, Marty. I actually tried to tell her that too. I said, look, you're pretty, you can sing. In America, that means a lot. I said, look at Kim Kardashian. She's got no talent whatsoever. A billionaire. A billionaire. Only in America. All right, let's get to the list. All right, let's get to the list. The counties, sanctuary counties, according to President Trump and his administration, of course, DHS, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Charles County, Howard County, Montgomery County, for sure, for sure, Prince George's County, Queen Anne's County, and Talbot County. I did not think Talbot County would be on this list. I never thought Queen Anne's would be on this list. And I have to tell you, I didn't think Charles County would be on this list. So, you know, and these are just the counties. We'll get into the cities here in a second. So, you know, like I said before, I believe that the numbers that they're going off of right now will most likely record it. I would go even as far back as 2024 in general. I bet that's where these numbers were last recorded. I mean, here we are at the end of May in 2025. We know how government works. We know how they compile data. And usually, most likely, this is not current. If you had Johnny O that finally got his button gear, right, while he was running for office. If you had Mayor Brandon Scott while he was running for office, possibly that's when he got his button gear. And if that all happened right before November, then yes, you would still be on this list. This isn't rocket science. It's government. And you are in government, Mayor Scott. You know how slow things work. Anyways, here are the cities. Annapolis, Baltimore City, Cheverly, College Park, Edmundston. I didn't know Edmundston was considered a city. Did you know that, Brian, the producer? I thought it was just a neighborhood. All right, anyways. Greenbelt, Hyattsville, Mount Rainier, Rockville, Tacoma Park. All right, so Tacoma Park for sure. Rockville for sure. Greenbelt, I would say for sure. College Park? I don't know. I don't know if I would expect College Park to be on this list. Well, anyways, I want you guys to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Of course, Mayor Brandon Scott, he wrote this, I guess you could say, statement and posted on his social media pages. We'll get into that. And then Governor Wes Moore also commented on this. And I do want to go through some of the comments here as well. Again, if you want to weigh in, call in. Are you living in a sanctuary county or city and didn't even know it? Let me know.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The seesaw battle over President Trump's tariffs continues. Levies will remain in place at least for now. Federal appeals court has put a ruling by the Court of International Trade on hold. It means the tariffs stay in force while the legal fight goes on. The White House says Israel has agreed to a U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza. However, it seems Hamas has a problem with the deal as presented, saying the changes in the proposal render it unacceptable. A Trump rally later today in Pennsylvania. The president will celebrate Japan-based Nippon Steel's pending investment in U.S. Steel, headquarters to remain in Pittsburgh. Also today, Mr. Trump and outgoing Joe's chief Elon Musk will be holding a joint news conference. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting how different the two managers the Birds have had this year have answered the media's questions when it came to the team's failures with runners in scoring position. Birds are second to last in the league in that category, batting .207. By the way, the White Sox are last at .06. Here's manager Brandon High just days before he was fired, question and answer.
Is it kind of incredibly frustrating when you have so many leadoff hits that immediately guy on base and it stacks up second, third, fourth, fifth?
You know, it's the big leagues and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations.
And then here's interim manager Tony Mancelino on the same question, first after game two of the Orioles-Cardinals series.
1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. A little frustrating not to be able to break through with some of those opportunities yet.
You know, their pitching was good tonight.
Then after game three.
17 runners in scoring position. Only 3-for-17. What was happening after?
That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen.
More from the Ravens OTAs and Owings Mills with Tyler Loop now in line to take over kicking duties for Baltimore. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh asked if there was a risk for a Super Bowl contender handing the keys to a rookie kicker.
There's a lot of risks in life, you know. There's a risk you get in your car, you'd be driving home in this rain, you know. I want you to be very careful. It's going to be risky out there on that road.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caitlin Clark factor takes effect in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have a very wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy today with highs close to 80. But then this evening, plan on some strong showers to thunderstorms. We are tracking the potential for some flooding due to some heavy rain, along with some damaging wind gusts, hail, and even a brief tornado. And that threat will stick around through pretty late tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
All right. Are you living in a sanctuary county, a sanctuary city? Where are you living? Where are you living? Like, according to President Trump, we've got at least 8 sanctuary counties in the state of Maryland. Now, of course, that is our question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you support President Trump's decision to classify 8 Maryland counties as sanctuary jurisdictions? So far, 97% of you say yes. 3% of you say no, 0% unsure. All right, go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll. We'll go back over that in just a little bit. First, we're going to talk a bit about these statements that were made by the governor and by Mayor Brandon Scott. Now, like I said before, and I'm sticking to this, okay? I do believe these numbers are based on 2024. I don't think these are based on what we've done here in 2025. And in 2024, if you're, you know, recalling anything that you saw, whether it was Baltimore County, Baltimore City, or what have you, there were obviously, you know which county I'm surprised isn't on the list? Frederick County. Frederick. Because if you recall, even the mayor of Frederick said constantly, time and time again, that they would not be working with ICE. Okay, they've made many statements and many comments in the past saying that they were not going to cooperate. Then Mr. President Trump was obviously running on the fact that he was going to make sure that ICE was rounded up the illegal immigrants, and most of them criminally charged illegal immigrants, in many of the counties and cities across the country. With that, there was this narrative that was spun, and, you know, the media spins things the best. But this narrative was spun that ICE was going to go into churches, into schools, which, of course, that has not happened. But, I mean, we even talked about it here on this show. People were so afraid that people were going to get, you know, yanked out of church on Sunday morning because they're a legal immigrant. That was never part of the plan. And as you've seen, that's never happened. But again, this is, you know, the spin on this. Well, anyways, at that point in time, we were hearing from many mayors and many county executives, and they were saying that they weren't going to cooperate. And I'm sure the data showed that as well. And now you have this interim ICE director here in the state of Maryland. You have to recall, if you ever followed the former director, Matthew Ellison, you most likely saw some of the videos where he and ICE agents were going to track people down. And a lot of times he would do, I think, even ride-alongs with reporters at Fox 45. And he was showing them how counties were releasing individuals with detainer requests on their court documents. And so it took extra resources. They had to, you know, jump through hoops, basically, to find these individuals, when the only thing the counties had to do was just alert them and say, hey, in 24 hours, we're going to release this individual. You might want to come pick them up. And the former director, he said, that's all I really wanted was just a notice. You know, he said, but I was getting emails after they released the individuals. And a lot of times he was picking them up in their neighborhoods or communities where they were apprehended in the first place, where they committed a sexual assault or a rape or what have you. And so it was always a public safety issue. And on top of it, you had people like AG Anthony Brown that had the backs of these mayors and these counties executives that were just releasing these individuals. So we, the taxpayers, we were paying double because it took more money to go back out and try to find them again. So it has been a disaster. So for Governor Westmore or for Mayor Brandon Scott to pretend like everything has just been so fine and copacetic this entire time, that is a lie. It is a flat out lie. I was listening to some people this morning talk about this issue on other stations and networks, and they were like, well, this isn't fair. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This is fair. Have you not watched what has been going on in the state of Maryland? Did you not notice anything that was happening in 2024? So here we are. Here are the statements. Of course, this also with the report here. Each state and jurisdiction will receive a formal notification from the federal government regarding its noncompliant status and any potential violations of federal criminal statutes. Okay, so they will receive formal notification. Okay? They're not saying that they're even going to pull funding from these counties or cities right now. What they're saying is, hey, you're on the list. This is your warning. But if you've already changed what you've been doing in Baltimore City, Mayor Scott, then you have nothing to worry about. Governor Wes Moore, if the counties and cities that are on this list, if they are now cooperating with ICE, they have nothing to worry about. But of course, they're making this a big deal. They're basically saying, hey, look, Marylanders, even though our Democrat governor and all the Democrats in Annapolis, even though they've run the state into the ground, we just want to remind you that President Trump is threatening to take away federal funds because he's saying that all these counties and cities are sanctuary. That's not true. Trump's a liar. Orange man bad. You name it. Right? That's how they're able to grasp onto this thing. Meanwhile, they don't want to talk about anything that they've done. The Democrats in Annapolis, oh my goodness, they're really great at hiding under the rug right now, right? All of what is transpiring today as fallout from this terrible legislative session, especially the juvenile crime that they never tackled, they are nowhere to be found, nowhere to be seen. They were at Preakness, some of them, wearing hideous outfits. But other than that, they're not talking to the press. And they feel like they don't have to talk to the press. You know what I wish was in place? And this especially goes to our friend, County Executive Kathy Klausmeier, who still will not talk to anybody. I wish that if you decided that you don't want to talk to the public or speak to the public, if you don't want to speak to the press, I think that you should no longer receive a salary. I don't think taxpayers should have to pay for this. If you don't want to come forward and be honest and transparent about what you're doing in office with our tax dollars, then you shouldn't be paid with our tax dollars. I wish that was in place, because there would be a lot of people in the state that would lose some money. All right. Governor Wes Moore, of course, released a statement regarding the state being added to the list. Here's what he said. As governor, I have no higher priority than the safety of our people. Maryland's law enforcement personnel work tirelessly in partnership, he's always saying that, in partnership with federal government to root out violent crime in our state. When we have a violent offender in our custody, we remove them from our communities, regardless of any arbitrary list created by the Trump administration. That is a lie, Governor. Liar. All right. Howard County. Didn't we not just talk about this yesterday? The Honduran National that was released. Howard County just did it last week. This guy, he's so good at lying. And I don't know if it's him. Like, who's giving him the script? I guess they're really good at it. And then he's good at delivering the lie. You know what I mean? He goes on to say, it is why Maryland is seeing some of the most impressive crime drops in the entire country. And impressive over here. When was it, 16-year-old? How many cars did he hit in one night? 121. Oh, man. He goes on to say, homicides, non-fatal shootings, and overall violent crime have all seen a significant drop. I guess, you know what? That could be true. That could be true. When the kids, when they're stealing your car or they're, you know, busting out your windows and grabbing stuff, it's at a time, you know, very early morning hours where you're not out there. So I guess there's, you know, no one really gets hurt. So you can't say that it's violent crime, right? It's just crime at that point. He says, according to preliminary data, we are on track to have the lowest number of homicides statewide since 2014. He says, and we are doing this while following the Constitution. From the Trump administration, we are seeing chaos across the board, targeting immigrant workers, ignoring Supreme Court decisions, and deporting U.S. citizen children. That's not happening. Again, it's not happening. He says, our approach as a state will be driven in public safety, not by meaningless labels or performative actions. Performative, if anybody knows performative, it is our theatrical governor. I saw the statement and I could actually read it in his voice and I can move my head in my hands. You know how he does the whole thing? Like, ta-ta-ta. I think he said before, he mimics Obama, basically. But he takes it to another step. Because Obama, see, he is actually Obama. So when he speaks, I guess the movement flows and it's fluid because it's him. But then you've got people like Wes Moore and Pete Buttigieg that are trying to be the next Obama. So when they're trying to, you know, to impersonate Obama, it's especially Wes Moore. He's over-exaggerating the movement. Like, he's not really a good actor. Like, he's great at reading the script, but the acting part needs work. It needs work. Well, anyways, that's what Governor Wes Moore had to say. Mayor Brandon Scott, if you're wondering what he had to say about this, he said, to be clear, by definition, Baltimore is not a sanctuary city because we do not have jurisdictions over our jails. You know, like I know, we follow our limited obligations as defined under federal immigration law, but we are a welcoming city and we make no apologies for that. We are better because of our immigrant neighbors and we are not about to sell them out to this administration. Baltimore remains committed to protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of all of our residents. We are exploring all options to protect our immigrant neighbors and the funding appropriated to our city by Congress, including litigation. Okay, so now he's threatening to, you know, go to legal, right? He's like, oh, we're going to get Anthony Brown on this. We're going to get the lawyers on this. First of all, you don't even have lawyer money. So you're hoping that Anthony Brown picks this up. Number one, Mayor Scott. But number two, he says he's protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of our residents. Remember that story of that restaurant owner in Baltimore City? And he had this guy that kept coming back over and over again. And he was coming in and he was stealing money and, you know, saying, give me your money. And they were taking it out of the register. And then he was like, really, he was just being chaotic and making things very uncomfortable for the patrons. Remember that? That was an immigrants restaurant in Baltimore City. That was an immigrant's restaurant. So when you say that we are protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of all of our residents, that's not actually true. And I can say that it's also not true in the fact that you've allowed, even though that non-fatal shootings and homicides are down, you've allowed criminal activity to a certain extent. Timothy Reynolds is no longer here today because you allow these so-called squeegee workers to continue to do a service that absolutely nobody needs on the streets of Baltimore. So protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of your residents, that's a flat-out lie. But here's what I'm going to say, because I don't actually take issue with Mayor Brandon Scott's statement as I do with Governor Wes Moore's. With Mayor Brandon Scott, you know, threatening legal, that's silly, okay? You don't need to poke the bear. You don't need to do this. But at the same time, I understand why he's making this statement, because he wants the Trump administration to go back, look at the numbers, and see that he is now working with ICE. And that's fine. That's fine. But don't sit here and act like you're doing all these great things. We've seen little old ladies pulled out of their cars and dragged on the street as they're being carjacked by 15-year-olds. So this whole protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of your residents, no, you're not. Because the residents over 70 will tell you otherwise. But this is where we are. And again, I happen to agree with the list, considering I don't think these numbers are up to date. I just don't. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I got John at Falston. John, do you want to weigh in? Hey, John?
Yes, are you there?
Yep. Did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I was wondering if you've seen Governor Moore's damage control advertisements. I've been watching... They've been coming on after the during the Oriole games, and they have this young lady who has a craft beer business in Baltimore, and she's drawing the beers and saying how good Westmore is for business.
And yeah,
I was just wondering, she must be drinking too much of her 6% IPA because I don't think she understands.
Yeah, no, we did see those ads, John, and they're being paid for by the PAC, the Democrat, what is it, the Association of Governors? So it's being paid for by the DNC. But yeah, they are worried. And we've been talking about the fact that, you know, now there's polling showing that Governor Wes Moore isn't sitting as pretty as he used to.
I didn't know who was paying for them.
I'm
a first-time caller, and
I
listen to your show, and you do a good job.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Look at that. First-time caller. Love it. I love it. But yeah, the DNC is all over this. And like I said, and we'll talk about this in just a minute, because we were so blessed yesterday to have Ed Helsinger call in and give us some breaking news on some internal polling. I want to see exactly what everything had to say on that. I hope he comes back on the show. But yes, Governor Wes Moore, you know, people aren't buying the lies across the board. Of course, there are a few, but not everybody's buying it. All right, let's get to some of these text messages here. I appreciate you guys texting in. If you ever want to text into the show, if you haven't already, go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free. And then you can text me there live in studio. Let's see. There's this guy, he texts all the time. He says, Olivia's right, I'm dumb. And I still get the trolls in the text line. But I will say this. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. It's actually a compliment that you listen to everything I say. Let's see. I got Bob and Glen Burnie. Bob said, hate to tell you, but Kim Kardashian completed a 6-year law apprenticeship and passed the baby bar exam, which is a prerequisite to taking the bar exam. She is now eligible to sit for the California bar exam. Bob, you're right on that. She did do that. You're absolutely correct. I guess what I'm saying, you know, to make the big money that she made, she didn't need all of that education. Now, is education important? Absolutely. But what I was trying to convey to my daughter is this is the land of opportunity. This is why everybody wants to come to America. And if you work hard and you apply yourself and, like I said, stay out of trouble, you know, you can get far as well. The way that you present yourself is important. And I have these conversations with Olivia all the time. I mean, we see people, it'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll see women walking down the street with pajamas on and a satin body cap. And I'm like, look, don't do that. Okay. Don't ever do that. If I ever see you outside in pajamas or some satin bonnet cap that's meant for sleeping, you and I are going to fight. Okay. Right. And she always looks like, yeah, that looks ridiculous. Because again, and we won't get into this too much because we got topics to talk about, but the way you present yourself, especially in this country, it does mean a lot. It does. And, you know, even though we don't want to admit it, many of us are very shallow. You know, I see comments on Facebook says, Kim, you're so shallow, but you're shallow too. I mean, it's all kind of there. And, you know, a lot does, you know, when it comes to presenting yourself and the way you look and the way you speak, that goes a long way. And for some reason, even these next generations are just not putting the effort like we used to. And so if you put in the effort, I mean, you really shine like a star. All right, coming up next, I'll continue to read some of these text messages. And we'll go through. I have a couple comments that I wanted to read offline in regards to the sanctuary cities.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He's bringing back manufacturing that Obama said would never come back and Biden said would never come back and they never tried to bring back. I mean, we're now going to manufacture our own pharmaceuticals, our own semiconductor chips. We're bringing back automobile manufacturing. That's going to be, you know, massive for American workers. The Republican Party needs to be the party of working men and women. That represents the majority of Americans, the people that get up every day, work their 12, 14, 16 hours, raise their kids, take them to their sports, feed them, study with them, go to, you know, crash and go to bed, get up and do it all over again, take their kids to church on Sunday.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now. Support our veterans and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, wrapping up the conversation on sanctuary counties and cities. Again, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you support President Trump's decision to classify 8 Maryland counties as sanctuary jurisdictions? 98% of you say yes, 2% say no, and of course 0% says unsure. I know I said it, I sound like a broken record at this point, but I do think these numbers are based off of 2024. I don't think these numbers are, you know, based off of, you know, even 2 months ago. I really don't. Marty with a great text here says, let's not forget that at least 2 homicides during John Olszewski's term were linked to MS-13, one of which was committed by the clique led by Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Several other homicides, like a murder committed at the Gunpowder in Kearney, and the first homicide of 2025 committed on Bel Air Road at the Gunpowder, are most likely gang-related. The murder of the 18-year-old girl at Lock Raven is linked to 2 homicides in Baltimore City. Right. You know what I just thought about? And you're right about that, Marty. The drive-by in Towson, where the car ended up hitting the funeral home. You know, we still don't have any information on that. Still nothing on that one. And this is, again, Baltimore County is like Baltimore City light at this point. It's sad to see, but that's where we are. Of course, comments on this report, where you have Governor Moore and Mayor Brandon Scott with their statements, comments saying, great to hear this. Keep on going, President Trump. Let's make America great again. Another comment says, Westmore, Maryland is doing so much for crime. Fox News report says a teen was arrested for breaking into 121 cars in one night, released within 5 hours. This is a model state for sure. And of course, like we talked about earlier, because we discussed this yesterday, in Howard County, you had a Honduran national that was released, even though he had a detainer request. And of course, you know, Howard County is on the list, but Howard County is not working with ICE at all. I mean, think about it. If President Trump really wanted to, it could take one county, one jurisdiction, for him to say, we're not sending anybody to Maryland until they get this county under control. If he really wanted to. They don't have to break it down by jurisdiction and by city. He could just say by state. So keep that in mind. All right, coming up next, we were joined at the end of the show yesterday by Ed Hale-Seeger. He's a gubernatorial candidate, already threw his hat in the ring 18 months in advance, now running in the Democrat primary against Governor Westmore. He called in. I got a little bit of that audio for you because you didn't get away yet. And I want to hear what your thoughts are on it. All that and more coming up next.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For